Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Welcome back to the New York City area, everyone. We are so appreciative of having all of you a part of the fastest 2 hours in travel with us today. And we're about to check in with Hilton CMO Mark Weinstein for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation. But first, we're sponsored by the world's leading cruise lines.
If you enjoy cruising and you're eager to cruise again with all the deals being offered right now, we do encourage you to stay connected with all of the brands of Carnival Corporation at worldsleadingcruiselines.com. They offer cruise options for every type of traveler.
You know, they really do, folks. You know the brands: Seabourn, Princess, Cunard, Holland America, Carnival, P&O, Aida, and Costa. We actually will be aboard the Seabourn Ovation for the big Let's Go America tour and live Mediterranean broadcast in November. And frankly, whenever cruising is right for you, we encourage you to check out worldsleadingcruiselines.com for all the latest offers. You'll also find individual brand links at rmworldtravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
And now, returning to the show via our show hotline is Mark Weinstein, CMO with Hilton. Let's get right to him for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation.
Let's indeed, Mary. Mark, say hello to the 1.2 million or so travelers tuned in across the nation, and welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Good morning, everyone. And Robert and Mary, thanks so much for having me back. I really do appreciate being back on with you and your listeners.
Well, you are welcome.
Thanks,
anytime.
Mark.
I mean that. All right. So listen, it was about a year ago that Mary and I were down at Hilton's headquarters there in McLean. You were traveling. We spent about an hour or so with Hilton CEO Chris Nassetta in his office. During that conversation, he said, "And why aren't we working together?" And ultimately, that set in motion the relationship we all share today. Last week, we were up at the new Canopy by Hilton Portland waterfront for the latest big Let's Go America tour and the live broadcast from the Canopy. Certainly, Hilton has continued to expand and develop multiple new brands. Last week, we talked in depth about Canopy. There are others like Signia, Motto, Tempo, and True. But really what I want to know is how much of these new brands invigorated the company and helped it grow?
Yeah, great question, Robert. And we love the partnership, and we love all you're doing to get America back out there and traveling. It's so important, and so many folks are craving that moment. I love Canopy. It's one of my favorite brands, my new brands. You can't pick a favorite, but that's certainly one of mine. We've been to a number of them across the country and the world, and they're just a great reflection of the local neighborhood. And it really is indicative of what we're doing with Motto, which is our brand that's for more youthful travelers, often in really hot destinations, giving them exactly what they want, which is a cool, hip atmosphere, slightly more affordable accommodations, Canopy being relevant in their local neighborhood, Signia welcoming big business conferences and bigger events with grand entrances and really established properties. The strategy really is for us to be able to serve every customer at every price point for every occasion. We have 138 million Hilton Honors members who look to us and say, "Where can I go next?" And as we try to engage newer travelers, maybe younger, maybe new to the travel space, maybe younger in their travel history with us, or maybe they're, you know, a different phase of life, we want to make sure to have the product for them, whether it's our all-inclusives down in the Caribbean, whether it's more urban destinations that are of the neighborhood. These new brands allow us to connect with more travelers for more of their occasions to deliver that great Hilton hospitality.
All right, let's jump off something you just said. Where can I go next to It Matters Where You Stay? So we have been broadcasting our show when we take it on the road from hotels for the better part of more than a decade. So whether it's professionally and personally, we've always believed that it does matter
it does.
Where you stay. So let's talk about this new campaign, Mark, because it's interesting. I don't think it's a cliche. I absolutely think the hotel is a big part of the destination. So, you know, I'd love to know the reaction that you guys are getting and how you're expecting this campaign to resonate with travelers.
It's a great question, Mary. You know, what's interesting to me, I've been at Hilton now 12 years, and from the second you walk through the door, you learn about our founder, and he set out to fill the earth with the light and warmth of hospitality. And he has this amazing vision of the power of travel that you and Robert talk about every single week. And yet our category has shied away from our role in that experience, the hotel. And we really do believe, and you said it so well, at the heart of every great trip is a great stay. That when you get that great sleep, when you have that great drink on the rooftop bar, a great shower, a great reconnection at the pool with your kids, whatever that moment may be, our buildings and our team members in those buildings creating a great stay is the launching point for whatever it is you're trying to accomplish on that trip. And so as we looked across the marketing landscape, plenty of people were advertising sunsets on the beach and, you know, great rooftop views, et cetera, but forgetting to mention that that all starts and stops at the hotel and our team members who deliver it. So our goal is to connect in a meaningful way with our travelers. Our goal is to remind people that it does, in fact, matter where you stay, and it feels different when you stay at a Hilton, and talk about the attributes that make that so unique. And so for us, it was not only a great way to break through the clutter of the industry and sort of the sea of sameness as we saw it out there, but also to remind ourselves that at the end of the day, yes, destinations are part of the equation. You're going somewhere for a reason. But the role we play in hospitality, the role we play in travel, rather, is hospitality. It's Hilton Hospitality in particular.
Yeah, and Canopy was a great example of that in terms of the merging of the stay with the destination,
yeah,
with the
that.
Lake, the neighborhood aspect, yeah.
So, Mark,
exactly what that brand is designed to do.
And we firsthand were able to spotlight that. So, you know, I want to take you a little bit of a different direction, because as an entrepreneur at heart, I've been fortunate to be able to build several multimillion-dollar businesses, including the parent company that owns and syndicates this program. Back in the mid to late 90s, while working with Disney ABC, we had a saying amongst the team there that every relationship matters. And that really sticks with me and resonates today because it's so true. I'm not a big social media user personally, but something that I've noticed about you for a while now, if an Embassy Suites adds a front desk clerk in Boise, you congratulate them and you welcome them to the team. You know, when Hilton partners with someone like McLaren, you're all over it and thanking everyone. If someone gets a promotion within Hilton Corporate or,
yeah,
you know, a company linked to Hilton here in the U.S. or around the world, you're all over it. So relationships and loyalty are very important to me as a CEO and to Mary and me with what we do with this program. Your actions tell us they are to you as well. So you're a busy guy, yet you make the time. How important is this to you and what you do for Hilton?
Yeah, look, I appreciate you noticing. You know, in my day job, the core of it, we're running at such a scale, and we're working with hundreds of millions of Hilton Honors members or hundreds of millions of guests checking in and out. We have almost 400,000 team members across the globe. And for me, on LinkedIn in particular, which I do myself, I don't have anybody else, you know, helping me with it, that's my chance to connect with the real people behind those numbers. It's to thank and encourage and engage and welcome in our 400,000 team members who will ultimately serve our guests and fill the earth with the light warmth of hospitality. It's connecting with our guests who are fans of staying with us and those who have feedback to share with me in a way that I get the color and the context of what's really happening on the ground. It's making sure we celebrate and recognize and build a great culture, because look, at the end of the day, some of what we need to do as leaders in the space is attract the best talent to want to come work here. We certainly have people who seek hospitality, but there's also great talents that could go anywhere else, any other industry, that I think we can really draw into the space if we engage with them in a meaningful way. And so for me, personally, and it may be more selfish than professional, I don't know, it's how I keep my pulse on what's really happening out there, who's really out there,
well,
and taking the big
and
numbers.
And Mark, you do that incredibly
nice
well. I mean, it
yeah.
just is. And I see the responses you get. So I'm sure that stirs the pot really nicely within the company.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we've got great people. It's worth celebrating and recognizing them for sure.
Well, as we're winding down summer, travel's going to get a little bit of a break, but we are going to be heading into holiday bookings and the holidays. They'll be here before we know it. Hilton's definitely expanding its presence. We've seen that it's expanding in Latin America, the Caribbean. Curious if there are any destinations that you're particularly enthusiastic about potentially for the holidays.
Yeah, look, I think certainly the all-inclusive trend is certainly quite hot. I mean, we've got a lot of great properties in Tulum and Cancun. We've got our luxury brands down there, our Hilton brands down there. So that's certainly a trend that folks are digging into. I saw a stat, we did some research, I saw a stat that over half the people are more excited to travel with their pets than their own loved ones. We'll pick that apart on some other time, maybe with a
that's
therapist.
A different conversation.
That's interesting. Interesting. I don't know what that says about your pets versus your humans. But, you know, for me personally, I've had a great summer of vacationing and seeing our properties. I'm excited about business travel again. I'm really excited to get back out there. We're hosting conferences with our general managers in Asia Pacific, where I haven't been for a while. I get back to Europe to spend time there. And so I think the coming together of, you know, maybe a slight pause in business travel is going to come back quite a bit in the fall. And by the time we get back to the holidays, I can't think of a category that's more appropriate to give at this point in our the last couple of years than a gift of travel,
well,
a gift of bringing together family and loved ones together. And I personally can't wait as a few more of those markets in Asia start to reopen so we can go visit across the world.
Yeah,
well, we have about a minute left in the interview, and I'm going
to
wrap things with you this way. You know, you mentioned Conrad Hilton earlier. So from the company's humble beginnings back in Cisco, Texas in 1919 to now nearly 7,000 properties in over 120 countries, I wanted to know, how much pressure do you feel in your job to honor all of that history and legacy that Conrad Hilton created while still working with your team to meet the various needs of travelers today?
Yeah, look, great question. It's really simple for me. The vision, the mission, the purpose in which we were founded that drives us each and every single day has not changed in over 100 years. What has changed is the tools and techniques available to us. So innovation used to be air conditioning in the room, first hotel to do that, you know, color TVs, having centralized reservation systems, websites, partnerships like the American Express credit card. We've always been at the forefront of that. So the what will change, but the why won't. The why is to connect with the world's travelers. to deliver that incredible Hilton hospitality
and we will
and
leave
truly
it,
do what Conrad set out to do, fill the earth with light, warmth, the hospitality.
We will leave it right there. Mark, listen, we appreciate the check-in today for the Chief Travel Leader Conversation. Look forward to connecting again sometime soon, and we hope you enjoy the rest of the weekend, okay?
Robert, Mary, thanks so much. Thanks to all your listeners. Appreciate it.
Yeah, great conversation. Thank you. Enjoy your weekend.
You as well. Have a great weekend.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right, there goes Mark Weinstein. Nice conversation with him. I'm sure we will have another conversation with him in the future.
Always enjoy talking to him.
As we pause for this quick sponsors break, folks, still ahead this hour, RJ is going to be connecting with race car driver Elio Castroneves. Show friend Elaine Glusak is going to join Mary and me to talk airport lounges. But up next, Bobby's going to patch Rudy back in as he talks to Lewis Hall, who's horseback riding across Europe. And don't forget, coming up in hour two today, our special Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment. Well, the cake boss, Buddy Velastro, is going to be here with us. Still a lot to come today. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.